Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
So much of today's show is going to be looking ahead. And why wouldn't it? You got Leafs in Vegas, you got Raptors and the Phoenix Suns. Can the Leafs rebound in Vegas after that third period collapse against Colorado? By the way, I'm taking the Leafs and the under. They're going to be on their best behavior after that third period against the Avalanche, and Jack Campbell's a great goalie. And without Max Pacioretty, I don't think Vegas has as much offensive punch, so I'm going to take the under. The Raptors game is where more of my attention is, again, as I talked about, Paul versus Fred VanVleet. Raptors against what I think is the best team in the entire NBA. You want a measuring stick game? Great, you got one. You think it's a take-the-temperature game? Great, this is it. I'm so giddy just to see what do the Raptors look like against that group. But, and we'll get into that later, but for the present, I want to talk about something I saw last night. The national championship game, something that stuck out for me that I want to talk about. That's got nothing to do with what we saw on the field. And by the way, it was a good game. I know it was 9-6 at the half, but the game was always close. You had lead changes in the fourth quarter. I enjoyed the game. But the moment that stuck out for me, seeing Andrew Luck on the sidelines. I haven't seen him in ages. I haven't heard from him. I mean, imagine that. One of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, a guy with this huge, huge rise, this massive star, and he disappears. We don't hear from him. He mysteriously walked away from the game before his 30th birthday. So much talent. So much talent on that Colts team. My God, he looked skinnier. He looked really skinny. He looked happy. And I'd love to know the full story. Was it just as simple as his body told him to walk away? Is there something more there? Something we don't know. You know, with like when Barry Sanders or Calvin Johnson, when those guys walked away, when they were still near the peak of their powers, it was simple. It's the Lions. Horrible GMs, horrible owners, horrible coaches, horrible team, horrible talent. Can't say that about the Colts. But seeing Andrew Luck, I couldn't help but think about NFL teams like Miami, Chicago, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Denver, maybe even the Raiders. What do they all have in common? Is they just can't get the quarterback right, and they're all looking for coaches. Again, maybe not with the Raiders. We'll see. Kirk Cousins gets you the numbers, but not the wins. Derek Carr, hot and cold. Denver hasn't got it right since Elway. Bears, we have no idea about Justin Fields. So look what happened with Mitch Trubisky and a kabillion quarterbacks before him. You trust Tua in Miami? Jags have been a disaster. And Lawrence only had one good game this year against the Colts at the end of the season because their quarterback, Carson Wentz, was lousy. One of the biggest what-ifs in the NFL is what if Andrew Luck had stayed? Indianapolis, would they be the powerhouse in the NFL with that team, with that group? And again, I know if Andrew Luck had stayed, then it would have changed the fortunes of who they would have been able to draft and not draft. I get it. A ripple, you know, throw a pebble in the river and everything changes. But what kind of powerhouse could they have been? They nearly beat a stacked Bills team in the playoffs last year with Phillip Rivers running on fumes. At times, the Colts looked like an elite team, even with Carson Wentz doing his best to just not screw it all up. To the NFL owners out there, worry less about your next head coach and worry more if you have the right GM and scouts. The quarterback is so much more important than the coach, unless you're Mike Tomlin. By the way, how the hell did that team make the playoffs? Shame on you, Brandon Staley. Shame on you, Chargers. How are you out and Pittsburgh is in? Look at all the playoff teams. They're filled with either elite or above-average quarterbacks, and in many cases with a roster with players to help that quarterback succeed. See, the coach is not the savior. If the coach was the savior, then teams like the Jets, the Dolphins, and Washington would have all won multiple Super Bowls because every couple years, teams like that keep rolling out the next savior head coach. Nope, the savior is and always has been, always will be, the quarterback. You ain't going to find, you're not going to find them, you're not going to develop them without the right management team. And by the way, for anyone who pushes back and screams at me, Trent Dilfer, fine. There's always an exception to the rule. You can win a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer. You only need one of the top two or three greatest defenses of all time, a Hall of Fame left tackle, a Hall of Fame tight end, and a running back that would gain 2,000 yards. So, for anyone who goes, it's not always the quarterback. Look at Trent Dilfer. Great. You're right. You're absolutely right. Now go get one of the greatest defenses of all time, maybe the greatest left tackle of all time, Hall of Fame tight end, and a running back who got 2,000 yards. Moving on. Listen, I think Brian Daboll, Brian Leftwich, Eric Bieniemy, they all could be great coaches. But without the quarterback, they're going to end up like Brian Flores and Vic Fangio. Those guys are two excellent coaches. Why were they fired? It's because they got nothing at quarterback. Tua, not doing much. Look at the disaster in Denver with those quarterbacks. My God, when Denver was just an above-average team with special teams and defense, they would win almost all their games. They did it despite the quarterback. Anyway, I know it sounds odd, but watching Andrew Luck, my mind went to two thoughts. What could have been for the Colts? What could have been for the AFC? I'll tell you right now, if he's still there, Indianapolis is not the national laughingstock that they are after losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And in the end, focus less on the coach, because there's only a limited number of Tomlins, Belichicks, and Sean Paytons out there. So focus less on the coach and do what I did in the pregame for the national championship. Focus on the quarterback. And that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.